Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is January the 6th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Genesis chapter 16 to 18. Don't take shortcuts to fulfill your vision. We read in Genesis chapter 16 verses 1 and 2 like this. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, had borne him no children, and she had an Egyptian maidservant whose name was Hagar. So Sarai said to Abram, "See now, the Lord has restrained me from bearing children. Please go in to my maid. Perhaps I shall obtain children by her." And Abram heeded the voice of Sarai. God gave Abram a vision when he took Abram outside his tent and told him to look towards heaven and try to count the stars in the sky. This was an impossible task, for there are too many stars in the sky to be counted. Then God promised Abram that his descendants will one day be as numerous as the stars in the sky, and Abram will get a child who will be born out of his own body. However, there seemed to be no sign that this vision would ever get fulfilled, as the above passage records a fact statement. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, had borne him no children. Abram, being a man of faith, should have assured his wife of the promise of God and that God will keep his word without fail. In God's time, they would have a child of their own. But Sarai took a shortcut in fulfilling her need to have a child and suggested that Abraham should have a child through her Egyptian maidservant Hagar. Sadly, Abraham heeded the voice of Sarai, and Ishmael was born when Abram was 86 years old. It was 14 years later, when Abram was 100 years old and Sarah was 90 years old, that the promised child Isaac would be born, who would inherit the Abrahamic covenant of blessing. History tells us that Arabs, who are the descendants of Ishmael, are still in a perpetual conflict with the Jews, who are descendants of Isaac, and our world is no better off because Abraham took a shortcut to fulfill his vision. In the New Testament, the three wise men from the East started their journey following their vision to see the newborn king of the Jews. What guided them in their arduous journey was a star in the sky, and all they did was to follow the star. However, they took a shortcut by asking the people in Jerusalem instead of following the star to their final destination. King Herod intervened and massacred many innocent children. Eventually, it was a star that guided the three wise men to fulfilling their vision to see the baby Jesus. The lesson to be learned from these real stories is that we should never take shortcuts to fulfill our vision. Our vision is for an appointed time, and God's timing is the best. We should patiently wait for the fulfillment of our vision, for God, who has begun a good work in us, will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Let us remember the words from Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3, which goes like this. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak, and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry.